On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM
from KM Media Group.
With news you can trust.
News for Kent at 1. Ishmael Khawaja.
England's players have been meeting fans after their historic World Cup victory over New Zealand. The champions have been mobbed by young supporters as they sign hats and posters at the Oval. Later, they will attend a special reception at Downing Street, hosted by the Prime Minister, Theresa May. England Director of Cricket, Ashley Giles, admits the celebrations went on late into the night.
We just don't have days like we had yesterday. I mean, to be world champions, after all the work that's gone in over the last 4 years from these fellas, it's just fantastic. And the emotions yesterday, the highs and lows of probably the greatest cricket match ever. Yeah, I think we're all exhausted.
The supporters watching at Lord's yesterday were glad to be part of it.
However long you ever live,
you couldn't have made that one up, could you?
It means everything. It's absolutely incredible. We're just saying that it's just the best ever place to be. We'll never ever witness something ever like that again.
KMFM News.
Second World War codebreaker Alan Turing will feature on the new £50 note. Turing was posthumously pardoned by the Queen, having been convicted of gross indecency in the 1950s for his relationship with a man. Bank of England Governor Mark Carney made the announcement at Manchester Science and Industry Museum earlier.
His genius lay in a unique ability to link the philosophical with the practical and the concrete. All around us, his legacy continues to build. His work prefigured the neural networks that are used today in applications such as cancer diagnosis, self-driving cars.
The note's due to enter circulation by the end of 2021. A second man's been arrested on suspicion of attempted murder after a robber who was part of Kent's biggest heist was shot. Paul Allen was involved in the £53 million Securitas robbery in Tunbridge in 2006. The 41-year-old's in a critical condition in hospital after being attacked at his home in Woodford Green in London on Thursday night. KMFM has been told more awareness is still needed, as figures show three parts of Kent have some of the highest smoking rates in the UK. A list out today has revealed Folkestone and Hythe, Ashford and Sittingbourne and Sheppey are among the worst 10 places in the country. Around 2 in 10 people there regularly light up. Dr. John Sharville is a GP in Deal. He says there is hope if you're trying to quit.
12 or 13% of people who take up the NHS stop smoking services do stop for good. And if you don't stop first time, it's well worth trying to stop again. Sometimes people take 2 or 3 attempts to stop and then they do succeed.
Sevenoaks is at the other end of the scale with just 8% of people there smoking. That's the 11th lowest rate nationally.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
Cash and cigarettes have been stolen after 3 Thanet businesses were broken into during the same night. The shops, one in Birchington and 2 in Broadstairs, were targeted in the early hours of this morning. It's believed a car, which was also reported stolen, was used to damage the fronts of the 2 Broadstairs shops. Firefighters have been called to Margate after a beach hut caught alight. The blaze near the Royal Esplanade late last night is thought to have been caused by heat radiating from a used disposable barbecue. A Kent charity is trying to change our perception of rough sleepers through a new exhibition. Porchlight has teamed up with a photographer who's taken pictures of homeless people looking happy, clean and tidy. It's aiming to show that you can't always tell when someone doesn't have anywhere to live. Chris Thomas is from the charity.
It's important to remember that homelessness, although it's a massive problem, it isn't necessarily well understood. So people have a certain idea in their mind of who is homeless, and if we can bust these myths, that means that we as a society are in a better position to help people.
You can see the exhibition at the Beanie in Canterbury until September. A Kent school has been rated good by inspectors for the very first time. The Treetops Primary Academy in Maidstone, which was originally set up as 2 schools in 1974, had been among the 5 lowest performing schools in the county. Ofsted now considers the school to be outstanding in the effectiveness of its leadership and management, and good in all other areas. And a Britain's Got Talent finalist is bringing his magic show to Kent later. Jamie Raven is opening the first ever magic theatre and workshop at Bluewater Shopping Centre in time for the school holidays. It will run for the next 8 weeks.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Back to cricket, and Kent have taken the lead on day three of their county championship match against Hampshire. The home side declared on 409 in their first innings at Southampton over the weekend. A short time ago, Kent were 429 for six, a lead of 20 runs. And in football, two Gillingham players have turned down offers to leave the club. That's despite Gill's boss Steve Evans saying he has no plans to feature midfielders Dean Parrott and Josh Rees this season. That's the latest. Next updates at 2.